Toto with Africa from Easy Rock. It is 8:11, and I've got a great story and a great guest right now. I'm excited to talk with Ralph Peterson, who once weighed 350 pounds. He tried every diet under the sun before he finally got it right. He's lost more than 150 pounds. It's changed his life. He's a speaker, he's an author, a columnist, and he just completed his 45th marathon. He's got a book out. It's called Adventures in Dietland, How to Win at the Game of Dieting from a Former Fat Guy. And Ralph Peterson is joining me on the phone. Hi there, Ralph.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, thank you very much. So, dieting, everybody seems to be trying one thing. It works for a bit, and then they gain weight, and then they try something different, and that works for a bit, and then they gain weight. Is that what you went through?
Absolutely. I played the yo-yo game for more than 15 years. I was constantly, I'd get jazzed about one diet or another, and I was... Actually, trying to watch television with me was kind of like how I dieted. I heard about the paleo diet. I'm like, oh, I can do that. And 4 weeks later, I hear about the F factor diet. So I was like, oh, I'll do this one instead. And then so I was like, what about Jenny Craig? I'm like, yeah, I'll try that one. I never stuck with a single diet.
Wow.
I think that's part of my problem. You got to pick one.
How long?
Diet and stick with it.
How long were you 350 pounds?
The first time I weighed 350 pounds, that's not a great way to start on that. The first time I weighed 350 pounds was in 2009.
Okay.
In 2009, I got on the scale, and I was miserable. I couldn't believe I weighed that much, and I went and I immediately joined Weight Watchers. And I had some great success. I lost like 65 pounds on Weight Watchers. And then somebody saw me and said, at the time, Weight Watchers had like the paper slide rule, and you had to like calculate stuff with a piece of paper.
Right.
And I had it in my back pocket, and my friend pulled it out of my pocket. He's like, you don't have to do this anymore because you're skinny now. I weighed 285 pounds, and he said, you don't have to do Weight Watchers anymore because you're skinny.
Right.
I believed him. I stopped tracking. I stopped doing Weight Watchers. I gained it all back. In 2013, I got back on the scale. And I weighed 350 pounds again. I was like, come on!
Yeah. After all. So what did you do? What was the big change for you?
The big change was I was watching one of those insanity commercials. And by the way, I'm completely miserable at this time. This is 2013, and I'm just hating myself. I hated being so overweight. I hated being the laughing stock, the fat brother, the fat son, the fat friend. I hated it. And I was watching one of those insanity programs where they're like really ripped and you do all these crazy exercises. And I thought to myself, that is their job. Their job is to look that way. And what would it be like if it was my job to lose weight? What would it be? Could you imagine having the job where somebody said, hey, do you want to go get a beer and some pizza? And you go, I can't, I'm working.
Yeah.
Because it's my job not to have beer and pizza. Like just the whole thought of that. I was like, that sounds, I think I can do that. And through that, I also figured out it wasn't so much the diet that I chose. I didn't know how to diet. And that's what my book is all about, Adventures in Dietland. How do you win? How do you diet? How do you win at this game of dieting? And so I came up with 50 rules. And my rules are pretty easy. I have a rule that you should only start diets on Fridays.
Okay.
I have a rule that...
Okay. Better than a Monday, all right?
Well, it is, because... What would happen is I would stay on a Thursday. I'd go, oh, I'm so tired, wake up fat, and be like, oh, I'm gonna start dieting on Monday. And then I would, all weekend long, I would be like, you know what, I'm going to start my diet on Monday, and I'm never going to have a slice of pizza again, so I might as well buy two whole pizzas.
Right.
And, you know, come Monday, I'm not going to have donuts anymore, so I'm going to buy a whole dozen this weekend. And come Monday, I'm not going to go to Chinese food anymore, so I'll go twice this weekend. Like, I always set myself up for failure. Every weekend before a diet, I would gain like 10 pounds.
Wow. Now, what about running? How did that play into this?
So one of my rules in the book is to quit the gym. And the reason I say to quit the gym is not because I'm anti-gym. I'm not. What I would do at 350 pounds is I paid my gym membership every month to automatically withdraw, but I never went. And I always thought, as soon as I get to the gym, I'll start working out. And I never got to the gym. And so instead... I quit the gym, and I started walking. every morning I'd walk out of my house, and if I wanted to go for a 30-minute walk, I'd walk 15 minutes away from my house, and I'd turn around and I'd go home. That would take me 30 minutes. If I wanted to walk an hour, I'd walk 30 minutes away from my house, and I'd turn around and I would go home. From that walking, I started to play what they call the telephone pole game.
Yeah.
That's where you run from one telephone pole to the next one. Then you walk from that one to the, and you just kind of build up your endurance. And then I ran my first 5K, then my first 10K. Then I did my first Rugged Maniac race, you know, one of those obstacle courses.
Yeah, exactly.
Then I did a Spartan race. Then I did a half marathon. Then I did a full marathon.
What was that like? What was to do? I mean, you've done 45 marathons. You're doing your first Ironman, half Ironman, this weekend. What was that like when you finally
scared and excited?
When you completed that first 5K, what was that like?
What's funny about the first 5K was I was the last person to finish, and the guy who beat me right at the end was, I think, 90.
But you did it, though.
He tried to hip check me as he went.
Really? Man, this is just fantastic. You're inspiring so many people, and it's about moving. It's about eating properly, and it's tough. And I love that you just acknowledged that, and you did it. And people can grab the book, Adventures in Dietland. Where can they learn more about you?
Well, social media is the best place. You can go on LinkedIn or on YouTube. YouTube, Ralph Peterson TV, I have a ton of videos up there, just quick one-minute videos on how to win at the game of dieting. I talk about peeing in the woods. You want to lose weight? Start peeing in the woods. Start thinking about push-ups. That's right. I said pee in the woods.
Right. Good. I love it. Okay, RalphPeterson.com as well. Ralph, thank you very much for being on the show. It's just been fantastic meeting you.
Thank you so much. And again, it's Ralph Peterson 08 for social media, for Twitter and Instagram, Facebook, Ralph Peterson 08. And thank you so much for having me on.
This is the Wayne and James Show on today's best variety. The Kootenai Boundaries Easy Rock.